Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meridian Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Pound. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, fairs keep rolling through. We got everybody talking about fairs, and you've got some updates.
Yeah, I think we're kind of one of the last fairs in Southeast Kansas, or the state for that matter. And I'm still kind of chipper because this is just technically day three of the Linn County Fair. We'll be tagging or weighing in our goats here after a bit. Franny Eastwood, our family consumer science agent, it will be accepting static exhibits today in the 4-H building. So we'll have farm and garden, welding, woodworking, wildlife, and all kinds of exhibits being entered today. And then starting this afternoon, those will all be on full display with all of their ribbons on them. And then we will have our goat show this evening. And so we had sheep show last night, and Franny had the foods and photography entered. And so, yes, things are in full swing. We've got a great fair going on. Tomorrow on Wednesday, we'll have the bucket calf show, the dairy show. We just have a handful of those. But then kind of our signature event has typically been our hog show, and that is no exception. We will have a hog show tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And then on Thursday, we will have our beef show in the evening, and then our rabbit and poultry will take place during the afternoon. And then Friday, kind of wrap up the 4-H portion of the week with livestock judging and round robin, and then our awards presentation. And then the final event of the Linn County Fair for our 4-H'ers will actually be Saturday. Starting at 10 a.m., we will have our livestock premium auction, as well as our static indoor item silent auction. And so we'll have those events taking place to wrap up the 4-H portion of the week. As far as evening events, other than the livestock show, because that is one nice change that we did, is that all of our livestock shows are at 6 p.m. in the evening. That's been a great change. But on Thursday evening, the Catholic Church in Mound City will be having an ice cream feed starting at 5 o'clock. And then on Friday and Saturday evening, we will have our PRCA rodeo in the big arena. And so we'll have all the rodeo events taking place, and that starts at 8 p.m. There's lots of vendors. Our 4-H food stand will be open. There are food trucks, snow cones, funnel cakes, you name it, they've got it out there. And I know we'll have some new vendors in the arena for the food. It used to be the Jayhawk Linn FFA alumni, and now I believe that is going to be the Prairie View Post Prom. And so it's a great way for the community to get involved, do a little fundraising, and represent themselves. And I know we'll have some local cowboys participating in the rodeo, and just lots of fun things coming up the rest of this week. And by the time Saturday gets here, I'll be tired. So we love fair, but it is definitely an undertaking. But lots of great work put in by these kids, 4-H and FFA, and we hope that you guys can take some time to come over and see what we have at the Linn County Fair.
It sounds like it's going to be another phenomenal fair season for you guys coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40. Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.